This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Your reactions, your thoughts, certainly welcome on the man who attempted to climb, or I guess successfully did climb, at least several stories, up to allegedly 19 or 20 stories, Trump Tower today in New York City. This was breaking news as of just a few hours or a couple hours ago. We caught wind of it within the last hour or so and watched basically to the end when the police grabbed him violently from the side of the building and dragged him into an opened window. They actually took down multiple windows from one of the floors above where this guy was climbing, and he was using suction cups, very large suction cups, and they had like what appeared to be like cranks on the back of them, so you could crank out the excess air from underneath the cup.
I'd want that if I was hanging from the side of a building 14 stories up.
That's pretty much all he had. I mean, there was like a strap. There were a couple straps that his legs were through that were hooked up to the cups. But besides that, that's all he had. And just a fascinating display. By the way, with you in the studio here on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. And there's other interesting news about Trump where apparently he has allegedly threatened the life of Hillary Clinton. I want to hear, we'll get the actual audio clip for that here in moments. And, of course, you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind.
So we know this guy was climbing up the side of Trump Tower.
That's right.
But do we know why this guy was climbing up the side of Trump Tower?
Yes, we do. And I got to say, I was surprised. I thought when I saw this, oh, this is a protester. This is someone who doesn't like Trump. He wants to get attention, you know, for his anti-Trumpness or whatever, because you know this, you know, whoever this guy is getting plenty of attention right now.
And how many times was the word Trump said on national media? Oh, this guy's on the side of Trump Tower.
It was
the
number one.
Doing something about Donald Trump,
right,
on the side of Trump Tower. Trump, well, Trump, 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 Trump.
Well, right. I figured this was a protester, but turns out he's actually a Trump supporter. And we've got his, it's only a minute long, his brief statement from his YouTube channel. Now, the YouTube channel is entitled Levin Thumps. At this point, I'd say we don't really know what this dude's name is. I'm sure that information will be coming out shortly.
But I saw him get a few extra thumps, so they should probably raise the number from 11.
Did they give him 11?
No, I think they gave him some more.
Did you see them actually hitting him?
No, they drug him in. That's all I'm saying. He got thumped around.
Okay. It was hard to see what happened because as soon as they dragged him in, the cameras are on the street level, and so you couldn't really see how they were handling him. It was definitely a violent grab and, you know, yank to get him from the side of the window into the open window at the very, very end of this. But I've got the guy's statement here. It's entitled Message to Mr. Trump, Why I Climbed Your Tower. And this was published yesterday, actually, on this guy's channel, which, by the way, is the only video on the channel. So it's possible that he created this channel just to post this one video, because if he had subscribers otherwise, he would have clued them in to the fact that he was going to be climbing the tower, and that might have stopped his efforts.
Unless he somehow scheduled this thing to wind up posting after he started climbing. Yes, you can schedule
videos. Because
it says
here it was posted on the 9th, which would have been yesterday. Published on the 9th.
So okay, then maybe like he didn't schedule it.
It doesn't sound like he did.
But yes, you can schedule things.
Here is the audio as he, now just to kind of set the scene here, it's shot inside what appears to be a home. There's a picture of like a lake and a bird behind him, and he's wearing an Under Armour hoodie, which is kind of looks and sounds a little bit creepy in this here. Just kind of set the stage for you, and it's just him sort of talking off to the side. He's not even looking at the camera. He's maybe turned 45 degrees to the right from the front of the camera.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yep, so here it is. Message to Mr. Trump, I think. Maybe not. Oh, stand by. Actually, I think that there's a slight bug with this. Let me try this again. Here we go.
Hello, Mr. Trump. Do excuse my manner of appearance. I just don't know how many people will watch this, and I'd rather not be recognizable. I'm an independent researcher seeking a private audience with you to discuss an important matter. I guarantee that it is in your interest to honor this request. Believe me, if my purpose was not significant, I would not risk my life pursuing it. The reason I climbed your tower was to get your attention. If I had sought this via conventional means, I would be much less likely to have success because you are a busy man with many responsibilities. I'll get my contact information to your campaign so that if you are interested, you can respond. As for anyone else who's watching, please help make this video go viral so that it gets to Mr. Trump, and be sure to get out and vote for Mr. Trump in the 2016 election. Thank you.
Okay, and
so I wonder if the contact info that he gave to Donald Trump was the New York City Police Department.
Because that's where he is.
Because that's where he is right now.
And how long he'll stay there, I don't know. What he'll be charged with, I don't know. Reckless, you suggested reckless endangerment or something like that earlier.
I don't think I suggested that.
One of you guys did. I heard somebody suggest that. But who knows? Disorderly conduct.
I don't think the cops even know what they're charging him with yet. They'll figure it out.
Climbing your ass up the wrong building. That's what you're getting charged with.
Criminal trespass, perhaps. So we'll find out more about that as the case develops. But basically, that's all there is to know at this moment. I'm sure people are already digging on this guy, trying to figure out who he is and, what's his background. Apparently, the username on YouTube, according to Boing Boing, is some sort of reference to a series of children's fantasy novels, Levin Thumps. L-E-V-E-N, Thumps. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So you can comment on that. It's always fresh. It's nice to see some Daredevil stuff. You don't see that much Daredevil.
There was the guy that jumped out of the airplane without the parachute.
That was recent.
A couple of weeks ago.
Very recent. But, you don't see the Evel Knievels as often these days. Maybe they're still out there. I'm sure there's still people doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's just that the news media doesn't seem to pick up on it maybe the way they would have in the 1970s or 60s when it was the only thing going.
Well, right now there's, well, what's the statement? Like 500 television channels?
Right, and
there's
nothing
just
to watch.
So many stations that I think every year Red Bull on New Year's Eve, they do the New Year's No Limits thing to where they'll have several different people do really weird, crazy stuff. They had somebody that made some kind of special rap to where he did a backflip in a car a couple of years ago. Somebody jumped the length of a football field on a motorcycle.
Those are cool. I mean, the bigger the better, right? The more of a spectacle. I mean, if it's just a car flipping, they do that kind of stuff at county fairs or whatever. But climbing Trump Tower, that's a pretty big spectacle. That's going to get a lot of attention. That's worth paying attention to. I'm not saying the daredevils that are doing smaller stunts aren't brave or anything like that. But just as far as the spectacle of it all.
Right. There's not the walking on a tightrope. Like from
across
tower
to remember the Flying Walendas. That's who does that stuff, and many of them have fallen.
I don't know who that is, but there was the guy back in either the late 70s, early 80s. They made a movie about it where he had the wire between the two Twin Towers, and he walked across.
Oh, and he walked across.
Yeah.
Because I know the Walendas have been doing that for a long time, and many of them have died. In fact, they used to practice in Sarasota.
Yeah, they still have a house in Sarasota.
Sure. That's right. In fact, Nick Walenda, I believe, is one of the younger ones who just recently made headlines for one of those crosses. I forget what
I'm glad he crossed.
He did. Was it the Niagara Falls or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, these daredevils, they may be. It just upsets me so much.
Why? Why does it upset you?
Because I empathize with these people that are up there that are within a moment of death.
Well, but I mean, that's what they want to do, so.
I concur with you, buddy. But life is a dangerous thing, and it can have painful, painful consequences. That's why.
Yeah.
Look, man, I just came back from an accident today where Lexus got the got out in front of a milk truck, and if, yes, the milk truck that has the big, long silver tube in the back, not like a panel truck, that means that, and for those that don't know, milk trucks are the most dangerous trucks on the road because they don't have the petitions. So it had all that live weight.
Here. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The best Bitcoin wallet out there, Jax. It's JAXX.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, created by Anthony DiOrio, who's a Free Talk Live listener and the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. You can go to JAX.io to download it for free, or your favorite app store, Apple or Android. And there's no wallet like JAX. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens with JAX, and there are more currencies coming soon. In fact, there's Shapeshift integration built right into the wallet, meaning that if you want to shift from your Bitcoin into Ether or vice versa, it's super easy to do that. You don't even have to leave the wallet. In fact, it's also easy to back up your wallet, so in case you lose your phone or something like that, something bad happens to your phone, not a problem. If you got a backup, you're good to go. You have access to your funds as soon as you reinstall JAX. JAX is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Plus, it's cross-platform, so it's available for more than just your phone. You can get it for your laptop, Windows, Mac, Linux, even browser plugins. Go to JAX.io. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. JAXX.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, you can bring up what's on your mind. We've got Steve in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to confirm something that supposedly came from Free Talk Live. And that is that if Hillary Clinton is elected, she will bring in to Washington about 6,000 progressives, which represents the typical number of appointments and hires and stuff that happens when administration changes.
Are there that many changes in staff when one president changes over to another? I mean, I know they sometimes will change out the cabinet heads or whatever, but for the most part, bureaucrats tend to stay where they are, don't they?
I don't know. That's why I was calling.
Was that something you saw on our Facebook page or Twitter?
No, it was a friend told me he heard this, and he thought he heard it on Free Talk Live. He listens to a lot of right-wing radio, too, so he...
Between Daryl and I mean, we both host basically every night of the week, and between the both of us,
right.
and I don't recall hearing that on this
show.
Nor
do I.
But yeah. It sounds improbable to you also, as far as
I would say so. I mean, normally it's just the figureheads. If they're going to get if someone's going to get changed out, it's going to be the figureheads of the bureaucracies, not the low level bureaucrats or the middle managers, even for that matter.
Okay,
my understanding at least.
All right, that's all I had. Great.
There's
show.
A lot of
thanks,
Steve. Appreciate it.
There's a lot of federal judge appointments, but I don't think those. I don't know.
They only appoint judges when there's a vacancy, so
that's
it's
true,
not
yeah.
New president. All right,
clean
all
house.
New judges, and even if you include every judge, every cabinet position, every other thing that's just below cabinet level. So like the director of the NSA, that's not a cabinet position. But if you include all of these bureaucracy heads, yet you're still not going to be anywhere near 6,000.
No way. Maybe a few dozen, maybe
a couple hundred if you include every.
But that's not
bureaucrat.
What happens, right?
Right. That's not what happens. But
I mean,
saying
the director of the FBI or whoever.
If
stays
you include every bureaucracy that exists and every federal judge that there is, you're still only looking at the hundreds.
That's the thing, is just when some president gets elected, people seem to think that the government's going to dramatically change. It doesn't. It pretty much stays exactly as it was. They continue destroying all the lives and the businesses that they were destroying before. Yeah, the president can direct them in new directions. That can happen where he can, he or she could say, okay, FBI, I want you to investigate this. Or military, I want you to go here. So there's certainly some deck chairs on the Titanic that the president can move around, so to speak. But ultimately, the bureaucrats tend to stay in place. Directors of the FBI don't get changed out immediately, or the CIA or NSA or whoever it is we're talking about.
Right. The only ones that get changed out immediately are the cabinet positions themselves.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
If it's, a Republican succeeding another Republican, chances are they'll keep several of the cabinet people. If it's a Democrat following a Democrat, they'll keep some of those people.
And sometimes they keep them Democrat following a Republican. It just depends. Depends
True.
On who's scratched whose back,
Yeah.
If somebody's been up there for a long... I mean, what was it? Bill Weld. he, the libertarian so-called vice presidential candidate, was claiming how he's best buddies with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, going all the way back to Watergate.
Right, and you see these people hanging out together frequently. The Bushes and the Clintons are frequently seen, you know, photographed together with one another. It's not like they're at each other's throats and hate each other and are out to get all of their political appointees. They're just not.
Yeah.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I suspect there's a lot more politicking going on there than than just someone coming in and sweeping out all of the old and bringing in a bunch of new bureaucrats. It's not going to happen. And it would be seen as an unpopular thing to do because they would, you know, the news media would report on it like, well, this new president came in and just got rid of all these experienced workers, all these, you know, experienced managers.
The most radical change that will happen is the color of the curtains and the color of the carpet inside the White House.
If that happens, right?
That generally happens.
If Hillary leaves, Eddie. That's a reference, Ian, to the fact that supposedly some of the White House stuff came up missing.
After the Clintons?
After the Clintons left. And that they had.
And they took all of the W's off of the keyboards, which was like the most funny thing.
Is that because George Bush got elected afterwards?
George Bush was the president after Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And so the Clintons middle took the initial W's is
off.
W.
So the Clintons took the W's off the keyboard.
That's the allegedly. Allegation.
Okay, interesting. Let's go to Mike. He's in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, Ian, so what did you think of the pictures I sent you, the Nintendo Power there?
You're referring to the discussion we had last night where Nintendo cracked down on archive.org, the Internet Archive, after the archive posted 145 issues of Nintendo Power, which is the original Nintendo magazine from back in the 1980s that was published for about two decades. And apparently you've got yourself a collection.
Yeah. I snapped those pictures for you about an hour or so ago, and I've got issues 1 through 121 in pretty much near mint condition.
Wow.
And I stopped after that, and then when I found out Nintendo Power was coming to an end, I was like, oh, God, I better go out and get the last issue, which if you look at the Super Mario Bros. 2 picture with Mario on the cover, the last issue, I don't know which box it's in, but the last issue is a recreation of that cover.
Oh, neat.
Almost more like a CGI format. If I find it, I'll send you the picture, but it's just kind of a updated version of that of that cover, and the pullout poster is like every single issue that was ever made. But I just don't understand what Nintendo is so upset about. I mean, it's not like the magazine is still in print, and it's not like they're, you know.
Yeah, you can't order back issues from Nintendo.
Right, so let me see if I understand this, because I was not on last night and was not listening. I know that the Internet Archive had, or at least, you know, as far as I know, had the issues of Nintendo
That's right.
Power.
It went viral
you're saying
last
that
week.
Nintendo has now issued some sort of takedown notice?
Yep, that's right. And we talked in detail about it last night and how Nintendo, it's not the first time they've attacked their own fans for doing things that just really are things fans want to do because they love Nintendo and they love their brands, and they've just been constantly threatened with legal action over it. It's insane. Thanks, Mike, for sharing that. I appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, the man who was climbing Trump Tower today has been identified as Stephen Rogata. I don't know much else about him besides the fact that he left a kind of a creepy "Why I Climbed Your Tower" video. We played that earlier for you here tonight. And, of course, as we learn more about him, he is apparently a Trump supporter. We know that much. He called himself an independent researcher, saying that he wanted to talk to Trump about something, presumably that he's been researching or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And
he's got some important messages to give Donald Trump.
He said it was going to be worth...
Why else did he climb that building?
His while. He said it was going to be worth Trump's while to meet with him. You know, maybe Roger Ver needs to hire Stephen to do some sort of daredevil stunt to get Bernie Sanders' attention, because
apparently Bernie just bought a $600,000 lake house. This guy could climb
that.
The side of that.
It'd probably go a little bit faster, because I imagine that house probably isn't much taller than two or three stories. But right now it doesn't seem like Bernie Sanders is really paying attention to the offer that's on the table from Roger Ver. $250,000 worth of Bitcoin will be donated to the charity of Bernie's choice. All he's got to do is show up and debate Adam Kokesh about voluntarism versus socialism.
That should be relatively easy. I mean, I don't think the questions will be too hard. I've got one. Why are they eating the zoo animals in Venezuela?
Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator, and in order to sweeten the deal, Roger has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, Roger will donate $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie's choice. Also, Adam gets to choose a charity, and that charity gets $50,000. So there's $300,000 in the offering towards charity here. All Bernie has to do is say yes and say where and when. And Adam Kokesh will fly there, and they'll have the debate. It'll be, I think it'd be awesome. I hope that they can get that, you know, I hope they can get this to him to where he can actually consider it. Maybe he's already
considered. You don't think he's already seen this?
I have no idea. I don't know what effort has been put into...
It's a lot of effort has been put into this.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, I know we're
Adam Kokesh was at the DNC passing out flyers.
Ah, okay. Right. Yeah, I thought I heard about that.
He, you know, for whatever reason, doesn't want to likely do the event. It's going to take a great deal of pressure. And yeah. That pressure is going to come from people who think, I don't know, a charity needs $250,000.
So if you want to learn more about this challenge to Bernie Sanders, you can visit bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Dennis in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, I contacted you guys about doing research for candidates to vote for that are more libertarian-oriented. Because if you ask their staffers, they give you those general broad answers to the questions. What are your views on the economy? Well, he's for jobs and for getting more jobs in America. Okay, well, what's your views on education? He's for hiring more teachers and providing a good education. That's the answers I got. I didn't really get anything more than that. So I got a response back today that I should just move to the Shire, and my only problem with that is I watched Derek Jay's victimless crimes, and he got shafted and sandbagged, and that wasn't the only video I've watched. I mean, I've watched a lot of Freekeens, and it seems like there's been loss after loss. I mean, if that got rid of Judge Burke, I would move. But
so well, there are other places in New Hampshire that don't have Judge Burke.
So you know, there you go.
You know, you don't have to do civil disobedience, right? You know that when you openly violate the law, they tend to come at you, no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah, but when I went down to the police station down there with a video camera in Sarasota, they didn't have any problem. I had a lot of officers wave and stuff. And I'm pretty sure I could walk into the courthouse.
I've never had an issue in Keene with the police having a problem with a camera in their lobby. That's never happened. I think what you might be referring to is the time when Derek Jay was arrested in a court lobby for bringing a camera in there. So that's a different situation. There's security at the front of the court lobby, and there are notices on the doors now that say that they don't allow cameras in. You can get a camera into the courtroom, but you are prohibited from actually operating them in the court lobby area. Now, I don't agree with that, and that's something that I'd like to see change, but you misinterpreted what happened there. But regardless, you know, if it's your intention to do things that may cause issues with the government, then, you know, yeah, they're going to target you, even in New Hampshire. I mean, that's just a fact. But there are, of course, thousands of people who've moved here who do quiet activism that, you know, they might do political action or some sort of behind-the-scenes thing with technology or whatever. There's a lot of different ways that people can get active here. I mean, I'm sitting in a room here, and only one of the people in this room have been arrested for civil disobedience activism, because you guys generally don't do that kind
but
of stuff.
I don't find two it very of effective. Us in this room have gone to jail.
That's
for
true.
Civil disobedience.
You went to jail because you didn't pay a fine, isn't that right?
Did not pay a fine for an unregistered vehicle and supposedly being a resident of New Hampshire without jumping through the hoops and hurdles that residents are supposed to jump through.
Yeah, it's funny. Every now and then we'll hear this objection, Dennis, from people who are deathly afraid of coming to New Hampshire because some people have been arrested for civil disobedience. And I just don't understand that, because that's what happens when you do civil disobedience. The difference is, in New Hampshire, when you do civil disobedience, there's actually people who will back you and people who will support you, generally, I mean, depending on how you go about it. But, you know, people who will come to your trial, people who might write you a letter in jail, that kind of thing, if you're interested in doing civil disobedience. Otherwise, you can connect with all kinds of liberty activists and do all manner of different activism. Maybe it's running for political office, for instance, or doing outreach projects to the community, or creating media. I mean, nobody's ever gotten arrested for most of those things. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I do understand that, but you've got to understand civil disobedience, the stuff I've seen, that was his First Amendment rights that they violated, and at the school, that was another First Amendment rights. And this is all
police everywhere violate rights.
Right. Go to tell you what, you head on over to Riverview High School when they're letting out of class and start handing out pamphlets and using a camera to record your interactions with the kids and that sort of thing. And you do that consistently over a course of days. And I want to see just how free you are.
I was going to say, I've been to Booker and I've handed out pamphlets, but that was on jury nullification, and that wasn't videotaped. I wonder if I videotape it and keep... You mean if I did it, like, for
did you do it once?
Training? Yeah.
Well, okay, so I guess I can only give you my experience here. I would say that if you go in, you do something once, they're not going to be prepared for it. But if you do it consistently, every Thursday, was it?
Yeah, we were there every week.
Right, so if you do it consistently, they're going to be like, there's this guy handing out stuff that we don't like, and they're going to, believe me, they're going to handle it. So it sounds like you're, you know, it sounds like you're a real liberty activist. I can tell you, in my experience, this is what happened for me, is there's nothing that's going to make Florida freer. I can show you, you know, incident after incident and step after step that New Hampshire has taken to get freer in the last 10 years since we've been here. Now, I'm not saying that moving to New Hampshire is right for you. I don't know you. But I will say that if freedom is really important to you, I think you should take a closer look and look at it newly. Yes, some people who have done outrageous stuff with the intention of, you know, getting press and that sort of thing to get people to move have gotten arrested. But mostly...
That's the connection.
Yeah, we hear you. We got you.
Mostly people who are, you know, working here to get more freedom have been pretty darn successful.
Yep, I'm just going to put him on hold. And thank you, Dennis, for the call here tonight. It's, you know, I don't know what to do about that. I feel like there are a number of people who have that.
Sounds
opinion.
Like your media's backfired.
Well, no, it hasn't. We've attracted plenty of people here because of Derek J's victimless crimes.
How many people? You didn't know about this guy who this
No,
activist.
I've encountered these people sometimes, you know, who will say that they're basically afraid to come to New Hampshire because somebody got arrested doing civil disobedience. It's like, hello. I mean, this is what happens when you do activism. If you put yourself out there enough and you make enough waves, you're going to get targeted by the status quo.
And
that's
then there are fact. People that will say, I would move to New Hampshire if... X, whatever X is,
that's what he just
you guys
said.
Legalize cannabis, or you get this law passed, or get this law repealed. And my response is, that's why it's a project.
Yeah.
You move here to help
to
us
help
create
us. Right.
A freer society.
We're not looking for lazy people who just want to take advantage of all the work that has already been put in. Those people will come, and that's fine. But, yeah, we need the people now who are willing to actually do the work. And, again, that can be behind the scenes. You can be completely anonymous and do various different types of activism here in New Hampshire. You could ghostwrite letters to the editor for somebody else if you wanted to. If you really don't want to put your name on anything, you can hide out here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Mark's shouting, cursing in the studio here.
Ian's the one shouting.
No, I didn't shout at you, Mark. Daryl, no. You're sitting here. Did I shout at Mark? No, I made a joke.
You raised your voice.
I raised my voice.
Mark acted like he's been drinking caffeine. Yep. I don't know what's real anymore.
Well, you know, what's real is what happened here in New Hampshire when our friend Derek J. came here back in 2011 and proceeded to get arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame for victimless crimes. We turned that into a movie. It's called Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. And when I say we, I mean me and Bo Davis and Derek J. We turned that into a movie. We put it online for anybody to watch. It's got over 170,000 views right now, 174,000 or so, on YouTube. It's free to watch, full, you know, feature-length film. And Mark is sitting here saying that, oh, if we'd only had done something differently, then we would have brought that last caller under our wing, and he would have moved here without any kind of fear or worry. And when I asked Mark what specifically he would have liked to have seen done differently, he had no answer whatsoever and began shouting.
No. I raised my voice after you raised your voice.
You, I believe, called me the N-word, and further, you said F-U.
Yeah,
so you very unprofessional, as usual.
Hold on, I'm not on the air. I can't use cuss words? Look, treating somebody, mocking them, and raising your voice and trying to dominate the conversation that way is never going to be handled well, right? I mean, right?
You're the one who is treating me poorly by calling Derek J's victimless crime spree a failure. It has been an absolute success.
It failed to reach this guy. This is the thing.
No, you made a more general statement than that.
People have tried to have conversations with you over and over and over again regarding this, which is to say...
Regarding Derek J's victimless crime spree?
No, regarding your activism generally.
Okay.
And
right, they don't like some of my activism.
Some of your activism.
Right? And they would like me to do things their way, and when I don't do things their way, they get upset because they claim I'm not listening to them. That's not true. I'm listening to them. I just don't agree.
I understand that.
And there are some times when somebody will say, you need to do something different. Okay, how would you like me to do this? I don't know, just different.
Right. And I think that that is the best response out there. It's like, okay, so what should, let's work together on this. Because be inclusive, right? Be, you know, accepting. Say, hey, I'd love to reach more people. That's really my goal, especially active and excited people about the ideas of liberty, like that caller there. What do you think we should do to reach them? And then that puts the ball into the court of the other person. And
which you had no answer for.
Well, I didn't, but you didn't ask me that first. That was, you know, there was you know, paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of conversation where, you know, you're dredging up everything that's ever occurred to you for the last 10 years while you've been here.
So what do you think should have been done different about the movie?
I haven't watched Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree in years. I can't tell you. It's like asking me how I would improve Indiana Jones. I would have to sit down and... The first one.
Was the first one?
I don't know. I think it's just called Indiana Jones.
And you know what?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All of it is nothing more than an academic exercise because the movie's done. It's been cut. It's been released.
There's
been
more than one cut.
Right. If you want to recut it, Mark, by all means, go right ahead. I heard you got a video editing software now, so you can go ahead and practice on Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. There are three cuts of the film. One is the theatrical release. The other is the director's cut, which is available on DVD, which you can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com to go and get that from Amazon. And then there's the Film Fest edition, which Derek Jay cut a half hour out, made it an hour long instead of...
Don't forget the 10-second version.
That's right, you did that.
Yeah, I did a 10-second version where it says, hello, I'm Derek Jay, the crossing guard yells no, then he gets sprayed, the end.
Then about some
basically everything you need to know about Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree in less than 10 seconds.
The problem, Mark, is that if you try to please everybody, you're going to fail. You're going to be basically completely inactive because you'll be afraid to death of what other people are going to think about what you're doing. Does that mean that you can't do things better? Of course, you can do things better. And after every bit of activism that happens, most of the time there's some sort of recap. People sit down, they talk about it. I know you're not usually there for it because you don't go out and do things like that. You've got your own thing that you do, that like you create media, and that's cool. You're working with the Republican Party, that's cool. But there are people who get together and they talk about how things could have been done better, and that's all you can really do. If there's something that's so embarrassing, you know, you probably shouldn't put the video out there. But I'm not embarrassed about any of the things that happened in Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. So I don't feel like I should do anything differently.
No,
and that's what upsets people. Oh, you know, you're not listening to me. Well, yeah, I'm listening to you, but you're not me. You don't have the same values that I do.
I think that if you present what we're talking about now ahead of time, rather than looking like you're stonewalling, then people won't get whipped up. Like, this has happened over and over again. Ian, I've been here for 10 years watching people get whipped up.
They get whipped up over anything.
You like it.
No, I don't care about it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. If I cared, I would try to pander to those people, and I don't. And that's why they hate me.
Then let me explain to you.
Because I'm true to myself, and they can't stand that.
Let me explain to you what the issue is. The issue is you sound like you're not listening. It's not true that you're not listening.
Right.
It's
okay.
True that you sound like you're not because you mock them for the things they say.
By asking them what they would do better.
Okay, no. If you asked that first, if you said what I just told you to say, people wouldn't be having a problem with you.
Oh, sure,
look,
Mark.
I want to do better activism and I want to reach these people that you want to reach. Can you help me?
See, that's the thing. I don't want to reach the people they want to reach. The people who are the squares, the people who are the panderers, the people who are the statists or whatever out there, the minarchists, I'm not targeting those people, okay? If you want to go ahead and reach the squares, then you do that. There's a bunch of them out there, and I'm sure some of them are interested in moving to New Hampshire. That's what the Free State Project is doing now. They basically kicked me out. I resigned after they kicked me out of their events. And a bunch of people who, you know, were friends or friendly with me didn't appreciate that, so they didn't go to the Free State Project's event this year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it had more of a kind of square feels, is what I'm told by the people who went to it, more of a boring kind of family atmosphere, which for the families is great. That's what they're looking for. They should be able to have the events that they want to have. I'm not going to attract those people here. I'm not going to be true to myself by trying to attract those people here. So why should I bother?
You've attracted many of those people here. Most of the people that...
And I've done it by being true to myself, not pandering to them.
But that's the point, Ian. You have managed By being true to yourself, whatever that means, although you have evolved over the course of 10 years.
You do what you feel is right.
Right. Those are good things, right? But over the course of 10 years, you don't do things the way you did 10 years ago, so you can't claim to be static.
I do some things
changing.
The way I did. I still do outreach projects pretty much the same way.
I was here and I moved with you. I remember you saying that the political process doesn't work at all.
And then I changed my mind about that here, and I've done that.
Activism has evolved.
But as far as outreach is concerned, that's still the same. It's just handing out flyers to people, setting up booths at county fairs and things like that.
Until they kicked you out of the county fair.
That's true.
Or hopscotch.
Drawing hopscotch.
Right.
But they didn't kick out the Republicans also did hopscotch.
Very strange. Maybe it's because Derek Jay was wearing short shorts. I think that's might have been.
But I did hear that one of the more boisterous members of the Republican Party was told to leave county fair because he was being too loud something.
Yeah, when he was promoting Rand Paul, I guess he was calling out too loud to people or something like that. So,
anyway, at a fair, I guess you're not supposed to be a hawker, right?
Let's go to Ian. He's on the line in China. Go ahead with your thoughts, Ian.
Boys, let's not argue.
No, that's what we do for a living, Ian.
Well, I'll tell you. You want to see something really cool? It's the way the black police, not the blue, handle civil disobedience.
In China.
Oh, yeah. We had a big demonstration here, maybe 20,000 people. Shut down the entire downtown. They just walked in and sat down. They took train loads of these people into the city. So what did the city do? The blue police came out ready to go to town and go to clubs. And the black police came in and basically arrested 10 blue policemen, told the rest to go home, set up a folding table, and invited the leader of the demonstration to sit down, have some tea, and talk about this thing. The mayor came out, the chief of the black police, he's an army colonel, came out. They talked about 30, 40 minutes, cooled things down, sent everybody home.
So nobody got arrested.
I think we should point out that the black police is what they wear, right? Like they wear black uniforms.
Right.
Okay, the black police are People's Liberation Army. They're trained professionals. They're fine young men. They're the flower of Chinese society. Because, example, if we have to negotiate, they will never send anybody under 50 into the negotiation. Rather than escalate situations like young people do, they send an older guy who can smooth things out and say, hey.
Makes sense. What are we dealing with? The U.S. police ought to try that more often because they're always sending in the hotheads who want to just pull a trigger. The badge heavies, so to speak. Thanks, Ian, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, did Donald Trump call for Hillary's assassination? Apparently, some people are all up in a tizzy. We can talk about that. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Do you you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.